to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Juana Jones on the line, and she's the creative director over at Jolly Creatives. Juana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Adam.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Jolly Creatives and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in your career and in business?
So I have a background in communications and sociology, and at the core of me, I'm a writer and a storyteller. So I've really been a writer since I was a child. My mom still has some of my short stories that I wrote when I was like 8, and I've just always kind of been the go-to writer, designer, all-around creative at every job I've had, from working with nonprofits, universities, corporations, and so I've gained a lot of experience on how to tell stories and communicate with people from all walks of life.
I love it. And to me, I mean, obviously the story, I'm obviously obsessed with some, considering how many podcasts I do and write and all
right.
These other things. I love the story. I'm a fan. I'm a sucker for the story also. So there's some younger entrepreneurs listening, or maybe they're just getting out of college or they're a year or two out of college and they're thinking about how to make their way, let's say, in the storytelling universe, like how to make a career out of it. Because it's not always easy, but you've managed to do it. What kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur / college grad? Maybe they didn't go to college and they're obsessed with the story also.
So I would say, generally, I would say fresh out of college or even not having gone to college, to kind of lean into the things that you always gravitate toward. So for me, it's story. And in this case, for anybody who's leaning towards story, there's so much out there now, especially with all these digital tools and all, you know, just a lot of ways you can self-teach. And then beyond self-teaching, there's a lot of online courses. There's a lot of local courses. I would encourage people to find innovation spaces. We have something here in Miami called the Idea Center, and there's always things going on there. I'm just teaching people how to market themselves, how to market other people, how to grow their businesses. So I would really say, like, looking for entrepreneurial and innovation spaces, plugging into those spaces will definitely help you to expand into that area and see if it's a right fit, right? If it's something that you really want to do, because being an entrepreneur is no joke, as awesome as it is.
I love it. Great advice. And to me, I mean, we really are in the storyteller's renaissance. Just the amount of just social media, the amount of media, the amount of medium. I mean, once upon a time, you had a couple of options, which were, you know, graduate. Maybe you could get a job for a magazine. Maybe you could get a job for a newspaper. Maybe you could. Now it's like those are so, not saying those aren't still great jobs or places to be, but now those are so far down the list on opportunity. It's almost, I have quite a few friends who they were either journalism majors or other things, and they're, you know, professional writers. And they're like, yeah, I don't think I'd ever work for a magazine considering what they're paid. I can make a whole lot more, have a different type of lifestyle, and maybe have, depending on the magazine, not stereotyping, but depending on the magazine, maybe I'm valued a little bit more working for XYZ firm and creating content for them and helping them with what they're doing. So it's just,
exactly.
It really is, in my opinion, the storyteller's renaissance. I love it. Let's switch it up a bit, Juana. Let's get into what you're doing as creative director over at Jolly Creative. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
So I started Jolly Creatives a few years ago. Jolly is actually a West African word for storyteller. And I started it when I noticed that a lot of smaller businesses had websites, social media, other marketing materials that were just subpar to what they were actually doing. I feel like just because you are small doesn't mean you have to look small. And so I decided to translate my love of writing and creativity into an agency that focuses on generating content for small businesses and startups founded by women of color. And so we do brand storytelling through digital marketing, and that's using digital platforms like social media, websites, blogs, email marketing to drive engagement and leads.
So I love your focus. I love that you picked a niche. I love that you know who your clients are. I feel like for many entrepreneurs, that doesn't, it takes a long time, maybe far too long for them to define that. But just talking to you shortly, I know you know what you're doing there. What do you find some, and I know this is going to change, by the way, from person to person, from, or I should say, from client to client, from size of business, all these different things. What do you find, though, are some of the common themes of things that people are doing incorrectly before they work with you?
So a lot of times, I know that some people, and it's surprising, but even in this day and age, some people don't think they need a website, or they think maybe, they can get by with something that is pretty simple. And it's even if you just want to have a digital footprint, it's good to have even something up there, with your business name that presents your business. But a lot of people, they have, websites that are just very basic. They don't say much. They don't tell their story. Their social media posting is very inconsistent. They have a ton of emails of all their clients, all their people they've networked with, all their LinkedIn contacts, all these things. And they don't reach out to them. They don't send emails. And they a lot of times misunderstand what their audience wants to see. They think their stories aren't important. They think that people, that's not something that is, I'm an accountant and I'm good at numbers. And it's like, sure, but how many accountants are out there that are good with numbers? What makes you different? What makes you stand out? And that your story is really what's going to get what's unique about you out there. And then a lot of times people misunderstand metrics and they obsess over follower counts, which can be important, but more than anything, you want to have engagement, right? You want people to actually be visiting your pages to hire you, to use your services, to buy your product.
Oh my gosh, I think you just now, I don't know how much research you did on me before the show, but I think you just summed up my whole life in this business, starting as a financial advisor and then moving over. I used to think the same thing. I'm like, I'm a financial advisor. I'm good with money. And I've been now in full time in media now going on 3 years, but and I know but that being said, I didn't understand the story when I was doing that. And as I started to understand the story more and more, and it built this whole other thing that I do now build out of just telling that story and getting better at telling that story. And so it's really interesting when somebody actually makes that shift in their business to understand that their story does matter. And once they realize their story does matter, and that it's not just, and I think part of it's maybe how we're raised, right? We're raised watching TV or movies, so you think, okay, only movie stars matter or this or that in terms of telling their story, their backstory, right? Or people in magazines. But then you start realizing it's like, no, my story matters. And you start telling it, and people start listening. You're like, oh my God, this is really interesting. What do you think are some of the main the components that are important in somebody? So let's build out that accountant a little bit further, that example that you gave, because I think it's a very relevant one. So what do you think some of the interesting parts of that accountant story is? Because in their mind, and some of them listening right now are like, yeah, I go to work, I do this, I do that, I help people with their taxes, I help them with this, and they don't really see their own story. So can you give an example? You don't have to use a client, but I mean, can you give an example, some components that are necessary to tell that story that makes it interesting?
Definitely. So, I mean, I have one client that I work with and that I'm thinking about right now, and she's very much about the people that she's helping. That actually really matters to her. So that people understand their numbers, that people know what their numbers mean, that they're able to grow their businesses or grow their personal finance. So financial literacy is very important to her. She's not just an accountant because she, likes numbers or understands numbers. It's like what's at the heart of that. And so that's what I do with a lot of my clients is I talk to them about what's at the heart of the people that they care about. And a lot of times that drives their story is, working on helping me figure out my numbers or do my taxes is great because that's something I have to do, right? I have to do my taxes. It's like, oh, the dreaded taxes. But what does that ultimately mean? What does that make me feel about myself? What does that make me feel about my business? What does that make me feel about someone who takes care of that for me?
No, that's great. That's great. There's just so much more there, and it just left. And to me, I don't know, when somebody gets a good feel for telling their story and starts wrapping their head around creating the brand and how they present themselves, I think it also just gives them that opportunity to reflect on the body of work they've done and the people they've helped.
Right.
And like you're saying, like, because it's hard to, for you when you're caught in your shoes and you're just, you know, doing your day to day, you don't really think about how much you maybe are helping people. Like you said, they're just thinking, oh, I did your taxes, but what does that mean? Right.
Right. Right. Exactly.
No, that's awesome. So Juana, if somebody's listening to this and if they want more information on Jolly Creatives or to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
The best way to reach out is to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Jolly Creatives, JALICREATIVES. And I'm always willing to connect with people on LinkedIn at Juana Jones, JUANAJONES.
Fantastic. Well, Juana, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Jolly Creatives. And for the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all these great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Juana, thanks again for coming on the show.